pundits of Gaura Sampradaya, sir.
One of the leading pundits of the Ramanuja Sampradaya has endorsed us as being bona fide Vaishnavas, and also one of the main Astamatas in Buddhism, has given a letter to define that the disciple of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is doing very good work for the Sanatana Dharma, and they are bona fide Vaishnavas. So these letters are very good for our preaching. Also in Sri Rangan, the leading pandit, the leading street of the Sri Rangan temple, that big Vishnu temple. He had a program there, and he's very much impressed by your work.
He is the descendant of Venkata.
Oh.
And that is, his house is from Mahaprabhu Sapa.
Oh.
He's taking his name in his house.
He also gave a very nice letter.
Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Ramanuja.
No, this Venkata.
Yes.
Gopal Bhatt. Gopal Bhatt was a teacher of Mahaprabhu. Disciple. Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Gopal Bhatt. They are direct disciples.
We took a photograph of ourselves standing next to him with the sign in the picture. So we can use that for both anything.
So one thing you can do is in India, as a present moment, the Swami Chinmayananda is prominent.
Yes, he's very good,
especially in the south.
So if you can subdue him.
Well, we'll take care of that, Prabhupada.
Yeah. That would be great. He's a nonsense, yes, but he's very popular in the center.
Yes,
he's like Vivekananda.
He always tells nonsense jokes during his lectures, therefore children and elderly widows are very much attracted to him for his flowery language and joking. But he has no substantial philosophy like yours.
We went to his program and sold books to the
But some way or other, he has some respect for you, Prabhupada, for the great work that you have done. Chinmayananda Swami, he has some respect for you.
But he wants to keep his prestigious position.
Yeah. On your order, we shall try to hamper that.
No, tactfully.
Yes, by preaching your book.
Keep him as friend. He's friendly.
I think the best way would be to out-preach him.
Out-preach him.
For our authorization to enter temples. You sent him a letter for him to copy. And he did that on his letterhead and wish you a Hindu question. He's favorable.
Yes, he's.
I met him once. He was addicted to snuff. Very much.
Constantly.
Even during his lectures, he makes gestures so that he can take snuff without anybody knowing.
And one of his favorite styles is that whenever he goes to a city, he always stays with elderly widows, very rich elderly widows in their houses. Very strange.
I think the people know that he's bogus. They just go for some entertainment. Some people go just because they want to hear some nice English to improve their English knowledge.
He speaks good English.
Very, he's an orator.
He's an MA in English.
He used to be, I heard, a journalist.
Yes, journalist.
He got into some big embarrassment.
Journalists, they write very good English. Every journalist, they learn. out of that experience.
And he got some big embarrassment, I don't know how. Then he went to the Himalayas.
He was in several times in embarrassment. One friend in Delhi, Mr. Gupta, he told many things about it. He was patronizing. In those days, when he was not very rich, he gave him 25,000 rupees, that Mr. Gupta.
I felt uncomfortable. He was clicking his teeth, moving his hands, talking very quickly. It was very uncomfortable just to be in his presence. I was very nervous. He actually contradicted himself. I was saying we should be respected in all Hindu temples. He said, yes, you are Hindus. He says, Jains and Buddhists, they are also Hindus. I said, how is that? He says, who is Buddha? I said, he's incarnation of Krishna. He says, no, aside from that, he's the son of a Kshatriya. I said, then you are bringing it back to birth again. And then he started groping for words and avoiding me. They want to make a unity of Hindus so that they can always sway elections. So that Mohammedan and Christians do not change election.
And we want to make Mohammedan Hindus.
They also do that. They try and they try to convert the Christians. And get some results. And they pander to the tribal caste so that they don't convert to Christianity. Mohammedans and Christians have refused to use birth control. So they think that their population will soon outnumber the Hindus. So they are afraid that the Mohammedan and Christian bloc will sway elections in the future.
Brahmacharis don't like to take the instructions from the elder devotees, and then they want to take sannyas. So they think they can be independent and can order themselves and not listen.
Yes.
Therefore, God, to be given all of his sannyas. Seva. Everyone wants to become Seva.
Served.
And ultimately God. Seva, and everything failure, then to become God.
That's why Lord Chaitanya said that I am not a sannyasi or a...
Yeah. Prabhu Vatsa Padagana Vakar.
Vitam di Prabhu Nata Narakati.
Yeah. Vitsa Sadhitya. Servant of this side. Everyone, if you want to become a master, that is materialism.